Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, and this is episode 89 of Music from Around the World. In this episode, I'll be featuring music from Andrus, H.P. Vince, Bruce Minnell, Tink Thomas, Vinyls from the Past, and Music News. Andrus is a DJ and producer based in Mexico and has enjoyed 4 years of success in the music industry as one of the most well-known names in the tech house scene. Check out his latest track, Desert Flute. Desert Flute is out now via Off the Grids Records, and it's available on all streaming platforms. Many influential producers and DJs have backed Andrus. Among them is Riva Star, Claptone, Chris Lake, and Claude Van Stroke. Apart from delivering riveting performances all around the globe, Andrus has had the honor of playing at some of the biggest music festivals, such as Ultra Music Miami, Lollapalooza Brazil, and EDC Las Vegas. Moreover, sharing stages with other top-notch performers like A-Lock and Vintage Culture. For the latest on Andrus's projects, visit Instagram.com/AndrusMusic. That's Instagram.com/AndrusMusic. Vincent Creek is a Dutch DJ and producer that goes by the name of HP Vince. Over the course of 2 decades, he has made a major impact on the house, disco, and funk scene. Take a listen to his latest track, Trust Your Dreams. We'll be right back. Your Dreams is out now via Love to Be Recording, and it's available on all streaming platforms. H.P. Vince is widely admired for his signature electronic beats and captivating hooks. Whether it's headlining a festival or spinning vinyl in a club, he has been doing it all since day one. His musical talent continues to draw fans worldwide. For the latest on H.P. Vince's appearances and projects, visit facebook.com/HPVince. That's facebook.com/HPVince. Let's take a brief break for Vinyls from the Past. In this limited run series, I'll be exploring the pioneers that have shaped and influenced the EDM we have today. In this episode, we will feature Suzanne Vega and DNA. In 1987, Suzanne Vega wrote and recorded Tom's Diner. This song was recorded a cappella, and it was Vega describing the different activities that were taking place in her neighborhood diner. The song was released on her second album, Solitude Standing. In 1990, English music duo DNA, which consisted of Nick Batt and Neil Slatford, remixed the song. They added drum machines and synthesizers to the a cappella, which created a new distinctive sound. Here's a listen to Tom's Diner. Tom's Diner became a surprise hit in Europe and reached the top 10 in several countries. When DNA remixed the song, they did it without Suzanne Vega's knowledge or permission. Even though she was originally upset, she grew to love the new version of the song and performed the song with DNA. This remix actually paved the way for all remixes because it allowed DJs to breathe new life into an original track, taking it into an entirely new direction. That's it for this Vinyls from the Past. Now let's get back to more music. Bruce Minnell is a DJ and producer whose specialty is techno and minimal techno. His sound consists of a bass-driven beat combined with drum elements. Take a listen to his latest track, Hacktivist.
Let's go.
Hacktivist is out now via Conundrum Records, and it's available on all streaming platforms. Bringing a fresh approach to sound design, Bruce is well known for his distinct and imaginative use of specialization. Not just a producer, but also someone passionate about visual arts. He turns his studio projects into visuals that aim to help listeners further understand his creative techniques. Visit BruceMennell.com. That's BruceMennell.com for more information about him. Let's take a brief break for some music news. In what could be assumed to be an attempt to show the music industry their worth, TikTok recently instituted limitations on users' access to Universal, Sony, and Warner Music in Australia. The app's hope was that it would enable them to renegotiate licenses fees, but the move backfired spectacularly. Data firm Data.ai revealed that since these restrictions have been put in place, there have been a three-week decline in user activity on TikTok. In other news, Apple has recently launched an app dedicated to classical music. The reason they released this dedicated app is because of the complex metadata of the music. According to a spokesperson of Apple, classical music is different. It has longer and more detailed titles, multiple artists for each work, and hundreds of recordings of well-known pieces. The Apple Music Classical app is designed to support the complex data structure of classical music. The app is currently free to use with a standard Apple Music subscription. This app is actually based on PrimePhonic, a classical music streaming service that was purchased by Apple in 2021. And that's the latest in music news. Now let's get back to the music. Our final artist of the week is Tink Thomas, a DJ and producer based in Detroit, Michigan. A legend of Detroit house music, his career dates back to 1981, when he started out as a hip-hop battle DJ. Take a listen to his latest track, Hypnotic Horns. Hypnotic Horns is out now via Dirty Crates Music, and it's available on all streaming platforms. Tink launched his career as a producer back in 1989. He teamed up with some of the most renowned hip-hop acts of the 90s, such as UNV, when they were signed to Madonna's Maverick Records. Tink later returned to his house roots, playing at local venues, and he launched his own record label, Dirty Crates Music. For the latest on Tink's upcoming music and projects, visit Instagram.com/TinkThomas_. That's Instagram.com/TinkThomas_. And that's it for this week's episode of Music from Around the World. And thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Mason Vera Payne. And that's all one word. If you're an artist and you're interested in being on the show, feel free to reach out to us at contact@MasonVeraPayne.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.